Can you hear me?
Yep.
I think I need another earphone because I'm hearing this tapping noise in my ear. Are you hearing it?
No.
Okay. We're not recording all. Oh,
we definitely are.
Welcome back. We are here again. This is Dice.
And this is Shay.
And we're the Chatty Patties. And we welcome you for coming back. So we're on episode 2 now.
Yes. Yep.
And this week we are going to be chatting about odd attempts at saving your marriage.
Because I think the divorce rate is at like 53%. Mm. And then if you've been married more than once, I think it goes up to 70%.
Oh, damn.
So if you go on the television screen, you will see some odd little attempts at saving some marriages.
For sure, for sure. So, go ahead, Bill.
So there is a show on Lifetime called mm-hmm. 7 Year Switch.
Okay.
The concept is basically two couples switch spouses. I know the first season they didn't realize that their spouse will be switched with the other person's spouse.
But so it was like a surprise to them. They don't know what's going on when they go on the show?
Yeah. I think now that it's the third season, they should know that.
Niggas is hip.
Right. But first season, like, they knew they were swapping spouses with someone, but they didn't mm-hmm. know that it was the spouse that they were actually assigned to.
So is it similar to that show, like Wife Swap, but that was like for like a week or something? Is it similar to that or is it like a little different? Because I've never seen the show.
It's similar to that, but I feel like that Wife Swap show is like PG-13. And right. Not that this one is like rated R. So no, the Wife Swap is maybe PG and this is like PG-13.
Okay, got it.
So it's a little bit more realistic.
Right.
And also I feel like with Wife Swap, they could swap you with someone like totally different.
For sure.
For no fucking reason.
Right. They believe in the exact opposite of what you believe in, that sort of thing. Got
it. It's like if you believe in God, they swap you with a fucking atheist, which is just like, what
I've definitely seen episodes like that.
Yeah.
So uncomfortable.
Stupid shit. But I don't even know if Wife Swap, they do it for the, like, at an attempt to save their marriage. I think they just do it just for the fuck of it.
Yeah, for an experience.
Yeah. 7 Year Switch is literally, I'm swapping you out so that you can get the qualities that you think that you want.
Mm-hmm.
But the point of the process is so that you'll miss the spouse that you obviously signed the fuck up with to be married with.
Bruh, that can so backfire, though.
Oh, so let me tell you.
Oh, yes.
So season one. Mm-hmm. Was it season one or was it season two? I want to say it was season one, but I could be wrong because I watched it all in like a weekend because I was like, bitch, never.
So how many seasons is it currently?
Right now, they're on season three. They're airing season three every Tuesday on Lifetime. I can't remember what time, but it's right now is season three.
I definitely need to watch this.
Yeah, so I want to say it was season one. There was this dark-haired white girl. And she got paired with this dark hair white dude. And they were basically like, I honestly think they probably fucked when the cameras went around. Cause
the chemistry was like that.
To the point where it was like halfway through the first week. And the therapists were like, I mean, there's some kind of chemistry going on here. Have you guys forgotten why you're here?
Ooh, shit. So everybody was. And how long, you might have said, how long is the swap last?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay.
And so they put you in these positions, like they put you in a house where there's only one bedroom. Mm. So then you have to make the decision of if you're going to sleep in the same bed together or if you're going to have separate, like someone sleep on the couch, someone sleep in the bed. They send you on these romantic type trips. And that's also like a one bedroom thing. They have you do these intimacy activities where it's like you have to give someone an intimate massage, or you have to stare at someone in their eyes for however long, you have to write a letter to someone that's not here anymore and then tell it to your fake spouse, and they make you wear fake rings.
My God. So I'm seeing where the premise sounds like, okay, this can give you like a little snapshot of, like you said, these are all the qualities that you want in somebody. So like, let me give you a snippet into this life and see if it's really mm-hmm. what you want. But one, they can be like, damn, this is what the hell I want, and I need to kick my real spouse to the curb and let me holler at this person right here. Or second, it seemed like it can just be really awkward interactions because this is essentially a stranger. So even though they have all the qualities, it's legit like 2 weeks and you got to get to know them and y'all, like, you know what I'm saying, doing some real intimate stuff. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be honest with you. Almost mm-hmm. all of the dudes that go in this process, mm-hmm. they look at it like a kind of hall pass kind of thing.
Oh, sure.
Even though the women that are participating, that obviously they're going to be paired with, are just like, no. And it's, I'm not going to say it's always the men, because sometimes, in the current season, there's a one chick who's, she seems like she would be down for it. But the dude is just like, nah, like, I'm going to sleep on the couch. You good. So
you looking like you want this a little bit too bad, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, no.
The thing that kind of snaps them back, though, because I will say the first couple episodes, they are just like, oh my goodness, maybe I married the wrong person, and this person is carefree, and this person is everything that I wanted, and, you know, my husband isn't like this, isn't like that. But the therapists come in, and mm-hmm. they show a video of their spouses together.
Mm. Oh, so you get to see what the other spouse, because it's going on at the same time, obviously.
Right. Ooh. So then, of course, jealousy kicks in, because it's just like, who's that bitch?
Right.
Like, what we for doing? Sure.
But that can make you turn up the extraness, though. Like, you can be like, oh, for real? They over there? Oh, they was holding hands on a little, all right, bet.
And that happened in one instance, was it the second? I want to say the second season, where someone was just like, oh, since he wants to do X, Y, and Z, then fuck it, I'm going to do this. Right. So it definitely can backfire, but the purpose is that you go to, you get paired with someone that's very similar to you. It's basically like you're dating someone that's just like you. And at first, you are going to feel like, yeah, we in this bitch. But then after you see your spouse with someone else, and after other things, you'll probably take a step back and be like, maybe.
So they don't pair you with somebody like necessarily like the needs that you want, like you saying that your spouse lacks. They put you with somebody like yourself, because I know me, and I wouldn't want to date nobody like myself, because I have dated someone like me, and it was toxic as hell. Like, we weren't the same sign. I was a Leo, he was a Aries, I believe, which I believe is two fire signs, if mm-hmm. I'm not mistaken. And that's exactly what the hell it was, one big ass fire show, because we were both extra as hell. We both blew up on each other. Nobody wanted to be the bigger person, and we were younger at the time, so we were just both ignorant. So I don't think I would want to date anybody that's like me. I need someone to balance me. I need the exact opposite of who the hell I am.
I think the therapists pair you up with either that. Like, there have been some instances where they pair people up with people that are the total opposite of them. Mm-hmm. And they have paired people up that are very similar to them. I think it just depends on, I guess, what they see as far as your weaknesses. Like, if you are a strong personality and you're kind of always getting at your spouse for being weak, then they're going to pair you up with somebody strong, because they're expecting that kind of like bumping heads thing to happen, right? So that you can appreciate the spouse that you're with. Like, the therapists say they pair people up because they want them to appreciate what they already have, although in some instances I'm just like, well, nigga,
right? Like,
this is not turning out well.
Wow. So has there been any like breakthroughs where they're like, you know what, I'm just loving who I'm with, and like, this experience really has helped our marriage? Or is it like a shit show where most of the people are just like, yeah, well, this is what I needed?
One black couple, they ended up I think he definitely realized what he got, because he had a wife that did like everything for him, mm-hmm. and he got paired up with somebody that was just like him, and he was like, "You don't cook?" And she was like, "Nigga, but what's wrong with your hands?" And he was like, "Ooh, Rebecca's popping." And so, like, they ended up getting pregnant and everything after the whole thing was done. And I was like, yeah, I bet she did get her ass pregnant. He didn't want to lose that bitch.
He said, let me lock this down. Right. Bitches is not cooking out here.
But that same, the opposite couple, the woman who was just like, nigga, what's wrong with your hands? Her and her husband ended up splitting up.
Oh, they because he got to be with the joint that was cooking.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Come on, dog.
That man had them smothered pork chops and was like, you shitting me, bitch.
Making me no ramen noodles out here. Yes, exactly.
Yo, that's wild. Like, I'm definitely gonna have to check that out. But that is something super extreme. Like, you literally are like, look, I don't have any other options. We done went through, I guess, like the more conventional, if you want to say conventional or traditional ways of saving your marriage. Like, we done tried counseling, we done tried to talk and work shit out. So, like, this is one of those extreme measures.
So that's what this week's discussion is about, basically the extreme measures to make your marriage, I say marriage because I'd be damned if I'm doing this shit for some fuck ass relationship, but there are some people who go through extreme measures for relationships. So
I was just about to say, because I personally know some people who weren't married, but like in serious relationships. This ain't no like I met this joint like a couple months ago and like I'm tired of you already, so like let's try some crazy stuff. But there was some people in some committed relationships that have done things to, I don't want to say save it, because it's not like they were like on the brink of breaking up, but more so keeping it from getting to that point. Like, maybe there were a little bit of signs of like, oh shit, it ain't as sweet as it was in the beginning, so like let's try some stuff. And like, I mean, like when I'm saying unconventional and odd things, I mean like the threesomes, like some swinging, like
that's
all
what
with,
I'm saying,
like knowingly doing it. So I mean, it happens more often than I know we want to admit, because I guess, you know, the shame of it all, not a lot of people will probably want to put it out there that in their marriage or their relationship they're doing these things. But I mean, to each his own, because let me put that out there, this is a no judgment free zone. So for
kinda.
Any Yeah, kinda. We do. Yeah, for sure.
I'm a judge a little bit.
Poquito. So, for any of our listeners that do have open relationships or are experimenting or doing any of those things, this is no judgment to you. We're just trying to explore those different options and just give our opinions and maybe some stuff that we've been through, thought about going through, read about, heard about, that sort of thing. And if you have any more information or maybe want to weigh in on what we're talking about, you can also send us an email. I'll drop that email real quick. thechattypatties@yahoo.com. So you can drop us a line and we'll discuss that, probably like we said last episode, if it's lit. If not, then it'll probably be sitting there for a little bit. But back to the topic. So if, I guess, in a situation where you feel like you've done everything that you can do and you're at odds and you really care about this person enough to even go through these type of measures, I don't know. Do they work? Like, I mean, not that I'm an expert, I'm not a counselor or anything like that, but I'm wondering, like, does this stuff really work?
Well, that's my thing. Like, there has been, not to my knowledge, because I literally just found out about 7 year switch about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen anything as far as like a where are they now. And, you know, most of this fake reality shit is actually like not real.
Yeah.
So scripted, I don't know how real it is, but even taking that show out of the equation, there's definitely people that give their niggas hall passes. There's definitely people that swing. There's definitely people that have threesomes. So my thing is just like the extent that people will go to save their marriages. Like, is it worth it? Does it work? Like, what? Because And I won't even say to save their marriages, because I guess there are some women out here that just want to have threesomes because they want to have threesomes. Like, they just, right. That's the shit that they're into. But as far as, like, this show, there's always a person on that show that didn't really want to do the experiment. They just went along with it because the other spouse did.
And they probably feel like, well, we tried everything else, so why not at this point?
Exactly. And so, for sure, I know with me and JT, like, for sure, I have even gotten to the point, at one point, I asked him if he wanted an open marriage, because I was just like, so what are we doing?
Like, right, and I totally feel you, because I've gotten to that point where I'm just like, look, what the fuck are we doing? And maybe we need to try some new shit, whether it's an open relationship, maybe some separation to maybe get back on track. Mm-hmm. But I guess it also depends on what the actual issues are in the relationship. So it's like, when you think about stuff like an open relationship, hall pass, swinging, threesomes, that sort of stuff, it seems like those type of things might work more if there's like sexual issues in the problem, I mean, in the equation of the relationship. But like, what if the problem is financial, or, you know, communication? Right.
How does
or
that
like,
help?
Yeah, or lack of partnership, or even like last week we were talking about like family in-law issues, or even just falling out of love, period. It may seem like that would be a good immediate help, but in the long run, if it's an issue like maybe falling out of love and you have an open relationship, you might not find your way back to each other. You know what I mean? Like, it might sound like a good remedy at the time. Like, you know what? We just need some space. Like, you do you, I do me. And we, you know, it'll help at the time, it seems like. But say you really find somebody that's giving you everything you need, kind of like this show, and you just like, the grass is green over here. Like, I think I'm about to dip out. But like I was saying, for the sexual, or, you know, those sort of things, like, maybe it's lacking in the bedroom in your marriage, and you're like, you know, maybe we need to do some swinging, have some agreed upon threesomes, and, or maybe a one-time hall pass, so like, you can get everything out of your system that you need to do, sort of thing. So I guess it just depends on what the actual faults and the problems are in the relationship. You know what I mean?
But here, like, my thing with it, watching it, was just like, number one, if you're going to go to something, to me, that's extreme, to switch spouses with someone.
Definitely.
For 2 weeks. To me, that is extreme. Yeah. Both of y'all have to be 100% on board for that. It can't be, I'm 80% on board, but you 100%, because, like, no. That's number one. Mm-hmm. It should never be a point where, like, I just feel like both of y'all have to be on the same page when it comes to something like that. To me, that is extreme. That's right. Just my personal opinion. Yeah. But even when you're getting into, like let's say someone is not sexually satisfied.
Right.
And you have a rule where y'all have an open marriage. Okay. I don't see how, like, if I had an open marriage and I'm fucking Billy.
Right.
And Billy got that bomb dick, okay? Billy got that grade A dick, okay?
Billy is laying pipe on the daily.
At some point, my husband has to feel some kind of way that not only is he not fulfilling me sexually, but Billy is the one that's laying it down. And not just that, but there's so many different, like, as far as open marriages are concerned, because when I presented this to JT, I definitely came with him with research. Like, I have researched everything, and there are some instances where, like, people have a designated person that they just, like, fuck.
So only one person?
Yes.
That can be kind of tricky. That's, because
for sure. But then also, if they have a rule where it's like, oh, you can only fuck somebody like two times, and then or two or three times, and then you got to switch to a new person,
because that would alleviate the feelings catching. That's what I'm thinking about.
It would alleviate the feelings catching, but then it's more fucking bodies. Like,
yeah, and then you got the
out here,
you're going up the STD catching now. Instead of catching feelings, you're going to catch STDs probably. Or catch a baby. Like, there's so many other things you could catch. There's, but yeah,
so many rules when it comes to having something like that, and having both parties 100% comfortable.
Agree.
Because that's what it boils down to. If you're going to go to that extreme to quotation, save your marriage, both of you have to be like
literally 100% on board.
Oh my God. I cannot. I just, for me, if you have to go and be swapped with a random person and at the end of 2 weeks, you feel like the grass is green on the other side. You knew the grass was green on the other side before we did this. Like, why the hell you got me on Lifetime looking stupid? If you just want to be like, yeah, actually, this bitch never makes me pancakes, and I want a bitch that makes me pancakes. Like, you knew
that the bitch that made pancakes. For sure. Yeah, like, that's definitely the truth. Like,
I feel like you can definitely maybe catch feelings for somebody in 2 weeks, like, you know, that little honeymoon phase, but there's no way.
It's not the real them.
It's not. There's no way that you can tell me within 2 weeks that you made a deep-ass connection with someone. Someone as deep as you did with the person you married. You know right. what I mean?
Exactly. That you're just ready to wave everything off and be like, you know what, F Becky that I've been with for the past 5 years. Like, Jen is really where it's at. Like, and not in 2 weeks.
And so for me, it's like, if you came to that conclusion within 2 weeks, you probably had that conclusion in the back of your brain and you knew that.
Right.
And I don't know why we had to go on Lifetime to figure that shit out.
To prove that shit out. Yeah, right. Definitely. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you good.
I do feel like people become complacent, though, in their relationships.
Sure. For sure.
It's so easy to just, you know the demon you're getting when you're in something that you've been in. You know what I mean? So I definitely get that, but it's just like, I think over time
it's just not cute anymore. Like, I mean, not cute, but like you said before, the whole honeymoon phase. In the beginning, you're so infatuated with this person. You're just like, oh, I love them. Like, they're so amazing. So the small little imperfections don't fucking bother you. You're just like, whatever, they're still lit. But after about 7 years, you like, bitch, them funky feet is getting on my goddamn nerves. They didn't bother me the first couple months, but goddamn it, them funky feet are on my nerves now. So I think just like getting out of that honeymoon phase and you're not comfortable and you're getting to know the real person. The representative is now gone and you're really getting to know that real person and you might not like who you're getting to know or the person that you were ignoring during the honeymoon phase.
So how do you transition to that honeymoon phase? Because this show aside, I mean, like I said, there are people that swing and I'm not, here's the thing. People may just love some new sex. I'm not saying everybody that swings is in this position where they just like, I don't really want to swing, but it's a last ditch effort to save my marriage. The same with hall passes. Mm-hmm. But we for sure have heard stories where people are swinging and doing hall passes. And for me watching this show, people are doing this fucking switch and they're not doing it because they definitely want to do it. They're doing it as like a last ditch effort because they feel like they've exhausted all their possibilities and, you know, to make their marriage work. So as far as like you're saying, after a while, you're out of that honeymoon phase and you're realizing like, nigga, your breath stinks all the time. Fuck out of here.
Right.
Like, what do you do in that instant?
I know with me and my husband, we got thrown out of our honeymoon phase super, super quick. So we dated and it was lit. He was lit and I'm sure I was lit to him because he wouldn't have married me and I really am lit. So, I mean. But yeah, like, I got pregnant. We didn't get pregnant, but I got pregnant right before our wedding. So when we walked down the aisle, I was a cool 4 months pregnant. So like literally we got married and you're going into bitchy pregnant mom mode. Like literally, like we went from dating, like it's us, we doing whatever we want, to now we're married, I'm pregnant, I'm hormonal, and then bam, we got a baby. So like we got thrown into reality and there was no honeymoon phase. So like, and we didn't start living together until we got married. Well, technically, it was like a week before the marriage. Like, we didn't tell our marriage counselors. We was like, yeah, we can wait till right after the wedding, honey. We definitely moved in the week before. But anyway, it's difficult. it's frustrating, especially when you have, it's not just you, you two. So we got thrown into a kid, like a kid. Like, you don't understand how crazy that is, because like we didn't go on a honeymoon, like all type of stuff like that. So that whole honeymoon stage ended as soon as we pretty much said I do and walked down the aisle. But I think where you should try to focus and why we're still hanging on, even though there have been bumps in the road, and I'm not trying to make it seem like my marriage is perfect and I'm writing a book of a perfect marriage, because God knows we have and had our issues, have our issues. I think you just got to focus on what made you be with that person in the beginning. Like, yes, there's stuff that annoys my soul about my husband, and I'm sure there are a million things that annoy his soul about me, but you got to kind of focus on, like, what brought you two together. Take all the, like, the stuff that's annoying you, or, like, what seems to be the problem at the time, and say, okay, is this issue bigger than what we have? Like, can we not overcome this? Can we not fix this? Like, is an open relationship really going to fix what our issues is? And you could come to that conclusion by talking with each other. I have really good friends, so I like to vent to my friends, and maybe they can smack me back into reality, because I know I'm hella dramatic. I'm a Leo, and like when I'm in my feelings, I am extra. I can admit that. But especially when I'm upset, like I do stuff like without thinking about it, and I do it in the heat of the moment. And I know that a lot of the solutions that I might come up with isn't really fixing the actual problem. So I think you just have to really sit down and evaluate what are your actual issues, and what is it that you don't like about the relationship. If the problem is your husband ain't taking out the trash, or, you know, your daggone husband isn't picking up the kids from school enough or something like that, we'll have a threesome fix that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
right.
Is your solution really fixing the problem, or are you just trying to fulfill some fantasy that your ass wanted to have forever? Or like, are you just grasping at straws? I think that's the real thing you got to focus on, because a lot of people might say, you know what, this person is irking me X, Y, and Z, so like, let me look outside of my relationship to try to fix that problem, when you actually got to do the hard work of sitting down and looking at each other and say, what the fuck are we doing, and how do we fix this, and is it fixable, if that makes sense.
I hear you, girl. I just don't feel like nobody's doing that shit.
For sure they're not. Oh, we're not.
Anybody's really sitting down and saying, like, because, I mean, you know what happened between JT and I, and that's when I presented, like, the whole do you want an open marriage thing, because, I mean, what the fuck are we doing?
Right.
And he swears up and down that that's not what he wants or wanted, but, I mean, here we are.
Right. So it's like, you kind of were in a position of like, what other options do we have?
Yeah, because I mean, we've definitely done counseling. We've done counseling and like a regular therapist. We've done counseling with a pastor. So we've done, I mean, we are separated right now. So I feel like all of the extremes we have done, we haven't swapped spouses with anyone, but I mean, when we were headed towards divorce, we were dating other people. Like, he was dating someone seriously, and I was dating someone I thought seriously, but you know, another episode. You know, my best friend.
All the time. Get on my nerves.
But yeah, so I feel like the extremes, we've been at the extremes. The only thing we haven't done is actually like went through with like an open marriage or like a swinging thing. But I know for me, and I can only speak, I am at the point where it's just like, if this doesn't work, I don't know what else I have to give this marriage. So
my thing is, does that open yourself up, not necessarily for like not trust issues, because you guys know, and I'm assuming like when you are doing the swinging and the hall passes, like the communication is open, or maybe there are rules where you're just like, don't ask, don't tell type shit. Like, I'm giving you this hall pass. I don't want to know shit. But, like, with the threesomes in an open relationship, like, would there be a type of communication? Like, oh, yeah, I smashed this nigga last night and it was lit. Or maybe not saying this lit because I did TMI. But, like, just would that create some type of animosity or jealousy or some type of resentment towards each other? Like, would it really be fixing the problem, or do you think it would cause more problems?
So we talked about that. We asked each other what type of open marriage we would want. Would we want an open marriage where it was kind of like we said something like, okay, if we're out of town, then that's when we're able to do what we do. And if that's the case, then don't ask any questions. Like, just right. assume it happened and let's move on with life.
Right.
Or like we do it and we just don't do it like in our homes, or we don't do it more than 3 times with the same mm-hmm. person because feelings and stuff like that. And
could get caught.
Right. And then if someone asks, then you're honest. But if they don't ask, then, you know, don't ask, don't tell.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. We never really got down to the nitty gritty of what would work for us. What I will say is that when we were, because we had like paperwork drawn and all it had to do was be signed as far as our divorce. What I will say, because we went out on our anniversary this year, although technically we weren't together and we had been separated for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to just have like a conversation about like him and his girl and me and the person who's now his best friend. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I just can't. It's so,
I know.
It just comes.
I know. I got you.
We were able to have like this open conversation about like the good and the bad about it. Like, you know, I like that. I don't got to deal with a nigga that does X, Y, and Z. But sometimes I do miss this from you because we knew each other and we knew this is how we work. And I liked the transparency that we had. And there's something about being married and being together that you don't have that kind of transparency. Like, I don't know what it is. People told me that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as we got married, because him and I have been friends forever, as soon as we got married, that transparency went out the window.
Right.
And that's something that I miss. And it's not even because I'm out here fucking with niggas, but I would love to be like, you know, this nigga tried to talk to me today. And let me tell you what, but I can't even say that because he'll be like, I mean, so what did you say? And to me, I'm just like, I mean, my nigga, I always say I didn't say nothing if I'm telling you.
Right, right. So do you think that comes in with not the complacency or maybe like that person was already like that and the representative is gone type thing? So like, you know, when you're dating, you're just like, oh, I don't care. Like, oh, niggas was hollering at you. That's what's up. That means that you lit. Like, that means you look good. But like when you're in a longer relationship or you get married, like, I don't know. Like, does it, the real person come out and it's like, or it could be you're feeling guilty because you know there's things that maybe you're doing. So the fact that you're coming clean saying like, oh yeah, such and such happened, you're like, oh, so what was you doing then? Like, because what would make it transition from you guys had that open dialogue sort of thing to coming back to like, oh, so bitch, did you go home with him type thing? Like, why does it?
I will say for us, we are 17 years in as far as knowing each other and being friends.
And
this is our fault because we went into our marriage thinking that our friendship, people say they want their friend. They want to mm-hmm. marry their friend, but it is different. I don't care what anybody says. Like, the things that I knew about him as my friend are different now that I'm married to him.
Definitely.
It's, yeah. So like, I don't know.
And it's
know.
A whole type of different relationship. Like, to be with your friends, like, yeah, you know everything about them, and even there might be some type of chemistry and stuff like that as a friend, flirting and stuff like that, but you don't want to believe it when people say marriage changes stuff, is just a piece
it
of paper, but
everything.
It does, like, it really freaking does. And then you throw in other stuff that comes with marriage, with bills and houses and
kids,
like, oh, work and like sharing duties within the house, sharing duties within the kids. And then if you're trying to keep the peace in the beginning, where you're trying to keep it cute and you're like, I don't want to be a nag, I don't want to talk shit, so I'm just going to be quiet. A lot of times I know for myself where I went wrong with frustrations and issues is I didn't speak up on it as soon as it irritated me. I'm just like, I don't want to be a nag. I don't want to be that type of wife that every little thing, I'm just like, well, why the fuck didn't you take out the trash? Well, why the hell do I have to do this? Well, why didn't you? Instead, I just like took it on the chin, paused, and was like, you know what? I'm just not going to say anything, and I'm just going to handle it. And over time, all that built up stuff, it just keeps piling on. And you're just sitting on the couch looking at them while you watching Power, like, this nigga get on my nerves, bro. Like, that nigga see the damn the toilet seat up, and he couldn't put the joint down. You know it was the empty toilet paper roll on it. You couldn't put new toilet paper on it. And then all of a sudden, it's going to take something so small, and I blow up. Whereas if I was addressing this stuff, you know, as it was happening, like, hey, you know, maybe you might want to do this. You know, maybe it wouldn't have caused so many problems, or maybe caused so much animosity in the relationship, but that's just me and stuff that I'm working on trying to speak up.
When I was doing research for the open marriages, one of the common things that I read on when I was like researching different like couples and what worked for them and what didn't, because but as far as open marriages, it definitely is what works for your marriage, and everybody has their own thing.
Right.
What I will say is that all of them agree that their communication worked better. Like, I don't know what it is, but
with the open marriages, like, they communicated more when they had an open marriage?
Yes.
That's interesting. I wonder why.
And while I won't say that JT and I have an open marriage, because we are not in the same roles that we were in prior to our separation, it's different. I feel like we communicate much better in the place that we're at right now, even though right now we don't have a traditional marriage. Not because it's open, but because of, you know.
So that leads me to this actual article that I saw in the Huffington Post, that maybe acting like you're divorced could save your marriage. So the fact that you guys don't have the pressure of being like, not saying that you're out of the marriage, but you're not fully like, yeah, we're in this marriage and we're working it out, maybe it relieves some of the pressure and some of the problems of actually, we're in this marriage, we making this work and forcing it, not necessarily forcing it, but just relieving some of the force or the issues that when you're trying to be in the marriage and work it out. Like, they were saying that some of the things that it could, like, acting like you're divorced, that could save your marriage, like, it gives you some sense of freedom. So, like, the sense that you guys aren't necessarily living together and we're acting like the traditional married couple, you can go out and date somebody, or maybe he can go out and date somebody, that sense of freedom per se, and you're not having to check in and check out on somebody, that kind of relieves a lot of the problems and can ease up and help make you feel like you can communicate and talk more, because there's not so much tension. Also, you're talking for real. So sometimes, like, when you're in a marriage, sometimes you do like the pointless chit chat, like, you do the, what am I trying to say? The, you fall into roles. So right. How was your day today? What did you get do today? What did such and such say at work today? Oh, wow, that's crazy. Hey, are we going to the grocery store today? What are we having for dinner? You fall into like the pointless chit chat. If you're in this kind of realm where you're quote unquote acting like you're divorced, no one gives a shit. Like, we're talking about stuff that actually really matters. Like, yo, let me tell you about some crazy stuff that happened today. Like, some real talking, or even discussing yourself. And even looking better. Like, I know for me, like, after two kids, like, I'm not one that's rushing to the gym every day or necessarily counting the most calories. But when you're not with somebody and you, quote unquote, are kind of on the market, maybe you're going to want to look a little bit nicer. Maybe you're going to want to throw on some makeup or do your hair or go to the gym or whatever it is to make you feel a little bit more confident, and you carry yourself more confident. So maybe the other person is like, all right, I see you over there, Shane. Right. Okay, I feel you. So, and also, if you got kids, the shared parenting thing. So, I know sometimes with my frustrations, a lot of times as the mother, a lot of the responsibility of the kids falls on me. And we fall into this role of that's just the dynamics because that's how it's been doing, how it's been all this time. So, you know, I'm the one picking them up. I'm the one that's giving the baths. I'm the one that, oh, we're doing homework. I'll handle that. And then over time, that can cause frustrations. But if you're in this kind of role of pretending like you're divorced, well, a divorced couple, guess what? It's shared custody. So mm-hmm. you're going to be in charge of doing this. I'm going to be in charge of doing that. And maybe all of those, even though it sounds silly, like acting like you're divorced, maybe that's why you and JT, the communications are opening up. You guys are starting to not be at each other's throat per se, because all of those pressures are alleviated. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Girl, I literally told him that we need to get houses on the same block, but we need our own house because we have our own residences. Like, right. We're married, but we do not live together. And although he gets in his feelings sometimes, when we get in arguments and it gets to a point where I know it's about to get crazy, I just feel like, I need you to leave. And he gets so pissed. But I will tell you this. We have been able to resolve. It's only been two big arguments where I've asked him to leave my place. Mm-hmm. But both times we were able to resolve our arguments within. One argument was like within maybe 2 hours. Another one, it was a little bit longer, but it was no more than a day. When we live together, nigga.
But look, maybe that space helps because you're able to be away from the person, not be in their presence, take a breather, kind of absorb everything that happened and have a clear head. Like I was telling you, and you know my personality, when I feel in a certain kind of way, I'm angry, I can be petty, I've gotten better, but like if you hurt me, then I'm going to try to retaliate and make you feel like how you made me feel. So like if you're pissing me off and you're saying stuff below the belt, then honey, guess what? I'm about to go below the belt too. But if you have that sort of luxury, if you want to call it that, to be like, you know what? I'm not feeling you right now. Get the fuck out of my house. Like I'm not talking to you right now. And even though it may seem harsh in the moment, the fact of him going to his corner and you going to your corner, that gives you that breather and not. And it doesn't allow the argument to escalate to a point that you guys are being petty. You guys are still in your feelings and like you're just going blow for blow for blow for blow. So right. It helps you guys to resolve the problem quicker as opposed to staying right there in each other's faces and feelings are swirling. Niggas is getting mad. And then what you're really arguing about blows up because now.
Right. Like,
you know what
I mean? And everybody doesn't have that luxury. And so when I talked about when we did live together, I was like, a lot of times when, because I know out of the two of us, I'm the first to anger. And and when I get there, I'm there. And
yeah, that's me.
And there's no kind of turning me off. Like, you can't turn me off. I gotta come down myself.
Right.
So a lot of times I'd be like, yo, I need you to get the fuck out. Like, I need you to get the fuck out. Go do something. Go to the store. Go to Walmart. Go do something. Just get the fuck out of my
presence.
He would not leave. And so we actually had a conversation about this about a month ago. And he was like, well, why couldn't you leave? And I'm looking at him. And for me, and this is not, you know, different than your situation, but he's not the father to my child.
Right.
So I'm not leaving my house and my daughter's in the room sleep with the nigga I just had an argument with. And not because I think that JT is crazy, but I don't know. And you see shit on the news all the time about motherfuckers that get mad at their wives so they fuck with their kids. And
I watch the most crime shows.
Right, we both do. So when I broke it down for him, he finally understood where I was coming from. Because he was like, I just don't understand. You're the one that's mad. Why can't you leave? And my thing is like, dude, you can't give me 10, 20 minutes and just go to the store just to calm down? Because we never get anywhere productive when we're both in the same space and we're both still at that level. Right. But he's like, I just don't understand why you can't leave. And so I had to break it down for him and just be like, I'm not leaving my kid in the house with you. And I'm also not about to wake my kid up
to be like, let's go.
Argument, so so I can ride around and be frustrated when you could just leave. Like,
right.
What are you talking about?
And definitely, for sure.
You know what I mean? So I had to break it down like that. But just even that conversation, that breakthrough, I don't, for whatever reason, when we lived together, he could never understand where I was coming from with that. I don't know what the disconnect was, but like at work, I wear my wedding rings on my right hand. Mm-hmm. And people always ask me, like, are you married? And I'm like, yeah.
What? They're like, ma'am, you have it on the
right hand. They're like, do you know your rings on the wrong hand? I'm like, nah, they on the right hand. Because we don't know what the fuck is going on. And that's why I brought up the show, because like, we just don't have that orthodox marriage. Like,
right
now we're in a space where we don't really know. It's just not, it's not a traditional type of marriage. We don't really know what the hell is going on. And it makes me think about like T.I. and Tiny, because we heard rumors about them. We heard about Will Smith and Jada.
Yeah. You it seems to be working for them, because they seem happy as hell. But, you know, we don't know them people. We don't know them people, and we don't know what happens behind closed doors, but it appears like shit is working out.
But everybody ain't Will, everybody ain't Jada, and that's what I be trying to explain to people. Will and Jada can, if they are having an open marriage, as been the rumor for years, they got a lot of money. So, now people act like money ain't happiness, but let me tell you.
Let me get some money.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you how happy I am.
Broke motherfuckers out here that I'm seeing in Philly this week, they'd be happy as fuck if they got $100. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think another problem is that, and I fell into it too, people have this false sense of what a marriage is, quote unquote, supposed to be.
Oh my God.
Like, there is no cookie cutter fucking definition or representation of what the fuck a marriage is. Everybody's marriage is different. What works for Joe and Jane ain't gonna work for Timmy and Tasha. Like, I'm serious. Like, you think that, okay, like, this is how it's supposed to be. We're going to save ourselves till marriage. Then we're going to get married. Then we're going to have our little honeymoon and have our fun. Then we're going to have our first kid. Then I'm going to, you know, we're going to get promotions and we're going to have our second. Like, no, that's not reality. People have lives before you get in a certain relationship. Mm-hmm. You might have kids before you even meet this person. You might have went through some crazy ass relationships and just life issues that you might be bringing in some baggage to this relationship, that this spouse is just going to be like, look, this is what it is. Take me for who I am, or nothing at all, says the quote of Mary J. Blige. Yes. So I'm just like, people need to stop putting pressures on themselves to have this ideal sense of what a marriage is supposed to be. So how?
No, I'm asking you how. How do you think that can happen? Because I don't think people put pressure on other people. I think people just look at what they know and they use that as their model.
The thing is, you're looking at representations. Because I know people that probably don't know me like that, probably like, oh, child, their marriage is everything. Like, they seem to have it all. Like,
honey, goals.
Goals. No. Like, I hate that. Hashtag relationship goals. No, ma'am, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Even though this Instagram looking real popping, or us on TMZ, not me personally, but this relationship on TMZ is looking bomb, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. So I don't think you should necessarily look at a representation of a couple and be like, look, that's what I want, because you don't know what's going on. I think also it falls on the responsibility of marriage counselors. Maybe is it like, if you're going through the church, or if you're going just like with some psychologist or whatever, how you doing your marital counseling? I feel like they should have a responsibility to kind of instill that into about to be married couples, to be like, look, don't look and see what's on the magazine or what you see in the media and try to hold yourself to that. Every marriage is different. What works for this one won't work for that one. So when you run into problems, you also can't necessarily just lean on quote unquote traditional attempts to save problems, or, you know, what works for one person doesn't work for everybody. And
not just the niggas, like, not just celebrities. Like, my father is he's been married three times now. Mm-hmm. And so as a kid, when his first marriage to my mom failed, and then when his second marriage to mommy failed, I looked at them like, I feel like y'all couldn't make this work because I'm a kid. So I didn't realize like marriage actually is a lot of goddamn work. Like y'all both got to really want that shit to work for it to work. So if one person doesn't want it to work, then it's not going to work. But
it's going to be an uphill battle the whole time.
Not only that, but then when I get with JT and JT's parents are still together, and so he idolizes their marriage. But when he tells me things about what happened as a kid, I'm like, well, that doesn't seem like something to idolize. And then when him and I started to have our issues, and I spoke with his mother, and his mother was like, yeah, I almost left this shit. I mean, she didn't say that because she's a super Christian. I love her.
But she basically, but in so many words.
Yeah, she was like, girl, I didn't, like, listen, your husband almost wasn't even here because I almost left this early on in the marriage. And I had to tell him that, like, you're idolizing this marriage without realizing
all the stuff that happened behind the doors. And the
work that went into this. And right. So by the time you got here, they had already been in that marriage 10 plus years. So
and went through whatever that you may not have been witness to.
So maybe by the time you were born, and then not even born, but could actually remember the things that were happening in the marriage, they're probably like 15, 20 years in.
Right.
So yeah, at that point, that shit probably looks sweet. But did you ever go back and ask them like, hey, I'm an adult now. What, tell me what's really going on. And I get it because like, with my kid, I'm not going to tell her, obviously, the intimate details of my marriage. But when I hear her say that she just, like, wants to be married at 20, I'm always like, girl, for what?
Man, like, what I couldn't even imagine life if I got married at 20.
What are you talking about? She says all the time she doesn't want to have a kid when she's 30. And I'm like, I feel like 30 is, like, the minimum. Like, why would you have a kid before then?
It's so much living to do. In your 20s, it's crazy because I was dating someone in high school, and when we went to college, like, it was just our life plan that, like, baby, as soon as we graduate, we're getting married, and we're about to have kids, and blah, 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 blah. Thank God that didn't happen. But I could just only imagine my life that if at 23, like, fresh out of college, like, I'm up here, like, I'm glad that I got a chance to live my life. You know what I mean? Like, before I had kids, because like I'm going to stress to my son and my daughter, like, please just wait. And it's nothing wrong with kids. They're beautiful. Like, they're amazing. But if you have the choice, just wait.
Oh my God. Like, and her thing, and you know, she's like, I mean, you had me when you were 20, and I'm just like, and I love you so much, but if I could have the same you at 30, then I would have waited, because
for sure
I was just becoming, I tell her all the time, I'm like, I literally didn't feel like I was an adult until I was 27. Wow. Like, I need you to understand what that means. That means that for 7 years I was winging this shit. And I had to be responsible for a whole other human being. Like, it's crazy. So, like, why? No, just wait until you're 30. You'll at least have a clue of who you want to be as a person.
You'll be more financially stable.
You'll be financially stable. You'll kind of be in a career, or you'll be somewhere.
Or at least on the way to that. You know what I mean? Because everybody's path is different. But it's at least you won't be just coming into the world, whether you went to college or not went to college, whatever your goal or whatever your path is, you won't be just coming right into the world and being like, yeah,
exactly.
I am. Exactly. You gotta have some fun. And two, you just gotta figure this thing called life out and who you are. You don't really know who you are in your early 20s. Like, keeping it a buck. You really don't. Like, you out here just trying to figure out what you're trying to do, and you don't have it all together. As much as when we're in that time, we think we do, but you don't know. Let alone you put some low 20-year-olds in a marriage.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Like, you don't know what you're doing.
But this little shady one will be like, you're always out with your friends. And I mean, I don't feel like I'm always out with my friends anymore, but I definitely did have a time period when I was. But she doesn't realize, like, I was out with my friends a lot during that time period. Mm-hmm. When she was with her father, never when she was with me. But because when I should have been, out in these streets, I couldn't be because I had a baby, unlike all my friends who were finishing college, whereas I had to drop out. And, you know,
honey, you're just living your best life a little bit later than some of us. That's all that is. Like,
so when you talk about like marriage and kids and you're talking about anything before like 28, I'm just like, what?
Right.
Like, why?
It's so much trial and error and stuff you need to go through.
Why
to
would
even
you ever
look
want to do that?
Like, no, please. Let me get you out of there. But yeah, just because there is no traditional, in real life, there is no traditional marriage, I feel like we shouldn't put pressure to have traditional attempts of saving a marriage. If your marriage is in some type of issues, I don't think that we should pigeonhole ourselves to even do, okay, all you can do is counseling. So maybe depending on, like we said, the issues that you do have, maybe an open relationship will work. I don't know. It depends on what your problems are. Also, so this other thing on yourtango.com. Mm-hmm. It sounds really cheesy, but it really might work. It says journaling can save your marriage as well. And you think about it, a lot of times, like how we were kind of describing, like you get angry, you get in this whole phase and you just pop off. Maybe writing down your thoughts and your feelings before you verbalize it to your spouse can make you not only calm down before you have this conversation, but you can get all your points out. Sometimes the most frustrating thing about an argument is that you don't get to say everything that you want to say, because sometimes you can get pulled on a whole nother tangent because they say something ignorant and it takes you off your whole focus. So maybe writing down in this journal all your feelings before you even yell or argue with your spouse, that'll help. Also, you can jot down stuff even during good times that when you're going through these rocky roads, they can kind of remind you of, why do I even bang with this dude? Like, why the fuck am I even going through this shit? Like, it can kind of be like a little reminder of, oh, okay, you know what? This nigga is straight. Like, I kind of fuck with him. And it can help you also slow down and notice patterns. A lot of time when you're living and you're going through stuff, you might be oblivious to patterns and like, okay, well, if this happens, then this happens. But if you're jotting down stuff, you can be like, you know what? Every time I say such and such, this nigga do this. Right. Or, you know, X, Y, and Z. So not that it will be the end all be all, but maybe that can be another tool as well to help save a lot of stuff. Not the traditional sense, but it's a nice little odd way that maybe it can help your relationship.
So here's my thing with journaling.
Yeah.
Because I am a journaling fool, mm-hmm. and it was suggested, I don't know if it was suggested in one of our group counseling sessions or if JT got it during his personal, but he started to jot down his things as well. Mm-hmm. But at some point, the things that you jot down have to be communicated to the other person.
Yeah, definitely.
In a productive manner.
Right.
If you're just going to jot them down to just explode on the other person in the future, as if you would if you hadn't jotted it down,
it serves no purpose.
So
for sure, I definitely agree on that.
There's no point in writing these things down if you're not at some point planning on saying, like, you know, these are some of the issues that I had this month. And that's why personally, if JT and I get back into what is looked at as a traditional marriage, I want to have monthly check-in sessions with our therapist, and not because we're going through anything, but just because I want to make sure that if there was something that came up that I was unaware of and or he felt he couldn't speak to me about, that we can air it out. Because what I'm not going to do, because what I'm not going to do is 6 months from now you're talking about the time that I threw a whole Pop-Tart away and you were mad because that was a waste of money. Like, we're not going to do that.
And be holding on to that resentment for all this time.
Not doing that.
I think that's actually a good idea, though. Like, it'll help you guys stay on track. You know what I mean? And then sometimes having that unbiased third person opinion, it'll kind of help.
Yeah. I definitely think, though, what you were saying earlier about, like, if you're going to be in the kind of marriage that has like the spousal swap, the swingers, the open marriage thing, that it has to line up with what the issues are in the marriage. There's, if the issue is communication, I can't see how fucking another bitch makes that.
How's
better.
It going to help the community?
Like, how, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever the extreme measures are, it has to coincide with like the issues at hand.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just
you're just doing this for the fuck because you're angry or like
or you just want some new pussy or new dick or whatever the case may be.
For sure. It's not fixing a problem. So if you're going to have an odd attempt at saving your marriage, make sure it's actually addressing the issues that you have in your marriage.
But real quickly though, you know somebody that's in one of them kind of marriages, the open or swingers or something?
Not a marriage, but a serious relationship. They're not married, but dating, seriously. And they are definitely into the threesome swinging type situation. But like I was saying in the beginning, I don't think it was in response to an issue that they have. I think, honestly, they're just kinky and it, like, keeps the spice
right in life. So I know a couple that are married and they are into that, but they always have been, mm-hmm. and it wasn't in response to anything. And so for that, I'm just like, that's cool. My only issue with these types of issues, like I said before, when I'm watching the show, I feel like both parties have to be 110% committed to it, and it shouldn't mm-hmm. be one person feels that they should do it while the other person is kind of going along with it, because to me that's just going to create resentment.
That's going to cause even more problems because Keisha going to be at home like, this nigga out fucking around again. Like, I don't even want to be out here messing with other dudes. And you might get a person that never does the whole threesome or swinging thing while the other person is living their best life. And they just like, I legit feel like you don't want to be with me. Like, you know, it just causes and opens up a whole nother can of worms. So like you say, you have to 100% be on the same page, agree to do it, know what your rules are up front before you proceed into this, because it can be a whole ass mess. Right. Bigger mess than you already in. Mm-mm. For sure.
Well, I'm not opposed to these options. That we just need to be some like clearly defined rules.
Definitely.
We would have to know what the outcome, like what we want to get out of the experience and like.
How long is this going to be going on?
That's what I was going to say next. Like, is this something that we're doing indefinitely? Or are we just trying this out for 6 months to a year or whatever the case may be? I even thought about like maybe just giving out a hall pass like twice a year. Like, you have a hall pass. It better only be, like, you get a hall pass twice a year. If I hear about anything outside of these hall passes, like...
Where's that?
Yeah. But then I just was like, that's not really what I want. Like, I would just prefer for you to not be a whore.
And you honestly gotta be honest with yourself. Like I said, you have to be honest with yourself in the heat of the moment. Right? You might say that. So, you know what? Let's just... have this open relationship. Let's just, you know, to fix it, let's have this hall pass. And later on, when you get in that situation and you realize, like, I really don't want my nigga out here fucking other people. Mm-hmm. And I really wasn't planning on fucking other people. Like, this shit is not where it's at. Like, you really got to be 100% honest with yourself and really evaluate what are you trying to get out of this and would it be the best for your situation. But to each his own, honey. Listeners, if you guys are in any of these situations, if it's working for you.
Tell me how it works.
Yes, hit us up. Let us know the rules.
You could be anonymous.
Yeah, we would not put you out there, honey, but let us know how it works. What's the dynamics? Did it work for your relationship? Did it fix anything? Did it make it even more messy? Let us know. Shoot us an email. Again, it's the Chatty Patties, ThechattyPatties @yahoo.com. Shoot us an email and we'll address it. Shoot, you could probably even call in and we can talk and you can let us know what your story is.
Before we close this on out, let me tell you something to y'all niggas. Because a lot of y'all like to talk about poly relationships.
Oh, Jesus.
And let's be clear with you hotep ass niggas. Mm-mm. You, a poly relationship, this shit drives me crazy on Facebook. Y'all love to talk about a poly relationship. Y'all love to talk about how in da-da-da-da country they do that. Those men are providing for all of the wives that they have. That means that those wives do not work okay? They take care of that home. So there's, for me, I can only speak for me. I'd be damned if I share dick and have to go to work every day and pay half of anything in that household.
What am I getting out of this? I'm getting a half a man and I'm paying half the bills. Bitch, what in the hell?
Y'all got me fucked up. So if y'all ever email to this inbox, let me tell you, delete. You will not be addressed. You can suck my whole ass dick. Like, we're not doing that.
All right, and on that nonsense, we are about to end episode 2. We thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Boop. Bye.
Boop, boop. Bye.